Oh, man. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. What are you saying?
Why does our president feel the need to just attack everybody?
Why?
I
mean, that's what he's been doing for 12 years.
What do you mean? Going at, like,
that's how he came out of the box. That's how he got famous on the political scene, was making fun of everybody. Everybody was laughing at him.
Yeah, but if you're going to make fun of people, like, I make fun of people, but if I get attacked, I'm not going to have my feelings hurt. You know what I'm saying?
He looked very sleepy at that game last night.
Very sleepy?
He didn't look like he wanted to be there.
No, he looked sleep.
Sleep.
Yeah. Night.
Well, no, we're just laughing right now because Stephen A. Smith's on television right now. He's reacting to Trump's comments about him outside Air Force One yesterday. But he's got an American flag behind him.
And he's standing at a podium.
It's just beautiful television.
You can't forget him standing at the podium.
It's the craziest thing. Stephen A. Smith had to think. He's like, as soon as Trump brought up him yesterday, or once the reporters brought up him yesterday, Stephen A. Smith was like, got him. Yeah.
Along with seeing Pablo on, he's on all of the MS Now, CNN.
Pablo Torre?
Yeah.
What you talking about?
Politics.
Politics?
Yeah.
Politics.
Didn't he win a Pulitzer?
A Pulitzer, yes, yeah. They did. Yes, he did. I'll give you some weather here real quick as... we'll take a little looky-loo at what it's like down here in South Florida. And our weather report brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Storm season's coming. Make sure your home is ready. Get your free roof and window estimate today. Visit tornadoroofing.com. Currently, 85 degrees in Miami. Cloudy. Partly cloudy conditions expected around 4 o'clock. You'll get that sun out. And wind gusts up to 9 miles per hour.
Don't ever tell me about ASMR.
Why?
She's over there working that cup.
My microphone was off.
I can
You're
hear
a very loud
here.
Typer.
Yeah. It was no.
My
she
microphone was off.
She was doing her coffee.
Oh, well,
that's
she,
what that was.
Yeah.
We can hear it.
Oh, yeah? I didn't hear it.
Okay. That's definitely.
Tobin didn't hear it.
He did.
I was talking.
Exactly. He didn't hear it.
Minus one. For deflecting.
Leroy, right?
No, you!
I don't think so. Like, I didn't do anything wrong.
MSG Atmosphere live up to the hype. Yeah, with all the fake, phony event people.
Yeah, was it all style and no substance?
It was the same type of crowd if Jay-Z would have went out and performed for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
The headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. In Miami, we go to the beach for a little solcito, and when we want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Hyundai. Will Mansell is going to join us next hour. We'll talk to Will as Miami Heat. They are going to be on Local 10 this year. We'll talk some Miami Heat move into Local 10 and Heat banter with the great Will Mansell. Pros pro. I would wonder what he would think if somebody walked in, because he's the sports director of WPLG. If there was an executive vice president of sports, would he think that that person, even if they said Will Manso, you're still the director of sports.
You know who you sound like?
What?
Just ask him.
Solana.
What do you mean?
You want me to tell you why?
How so?
Being a producer and executive producer.
Right.
And making it like.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. Like, when you're an executive producer, you're above the other producers. I'm just confused. Remember when this happened? You remember when I recall this happening? Something similar. I don't remember if it was exactly similar. I don't know.
No, he's on the show now.
But do you remember? Do you remember when Donna Ponte? Remember that whole saga happened?
Yeah,
with the Dolphins?
You brought her down. People had to answer.
She was Catboy, except she was Catlady, and then she became executive vice president of football, and she had a power struggle, I believe, with Jeff Ireland. Remember, there was a whole thing with Philbin. She sided with Philbin.
She thought,
right.
That it gave her more power.
Right.
But this is not that case.
I don't know.
This is not that case.
I would hope not.
At no point in time when Jeff Ireland came in did they say, you have ultimate power over everything.
Well, they did when Bill Parcells left. And then he got on that plane.
Right.
You know, that's how he got that extra title. Here's what I would like. Maybe if we had like a consigliere?
Yeah.
Is there a G in there?
What I if love we, how you just did
what
that
if
on
we
purpose.
Call Troy Aikman Big Daddy Football, all right? And he's there just to kind of rein everybody in, just to remember where things are at. I just want to make sure we're harmonious. You know what I mean?
When dealing with grown-ass men, you need to be very definitive in who has what power.
Exactly, dude.
And they are.
I don't know.
He just got the job. He's not. He wouldn't have came in if you're going to then sign somebody that you have to answer to.
To me?
When you sign up for that job, when Sully and Halfley came in, okay, the first thing of order of business was clarifying everybody's role and power.
Exactly.
Simple as that.
Right.
That's why.
This is confusing.
When we go and we ask questions about the staff or questions about players or questions about contracts, we go to those two guys.
Mm-hmm.
We don't go to anybody else.
It's a new wrinkle.
It's not a new wrinkle.
I don't know.
You're making it a new wrinkle. They know the chain of command.
Are you accusing me of making a mountain out of a molehill?
Yes.
I don't think that's fair.
Yes.
I don't think
yes.
that's fair.
Yes. Right now, you are underwater before you get to the tunnel.
SDI says, so why make this position change now and not when Sully gets hired?
Because it was probably a way for them to, one, give him more money, or two, make it, because the only other job he could get if he leaves is football operations or GM.
He should probably wait until all that dead cap comes up to get more money.
Then that's not cap.
No cap.
The coaches, front office people, that's not cap.
I understand there's no cap. Okay. I'm just saying that you shouldn't get a raise until I'm cleared on cap. That's all I'm saying. Anyway. Last night, the San Antonio Spurs took Game 3 of the NBA Finals. They beat the Knicks 115-111. Knicks still up 2-1 in the series. Game 4 tomorrow. The Stanley Cup Final resumes tonight. Game 4 between the Hurricanes and Golden Knights at 8 o'clock. Vegas leads that series 2-1. It's on ABC from Sin City. A happy 23rd birthday to Nikola Jovic, dude.
Hasn't been a Jovic sighting. When was the last time you saw him?
I saw them post him on social media yesterday, but I don't know if it was new or not. I'm not really sure if it was new. The last time I saw Jovic, I saw his Serbian trainer post some photos of him training, and he looked Jack Diesel. That's the last thing I saw from Jovic, dude. And then another happy birthday to the OG, the captain. Also a vice president, Udonis Haslem. What?
I don't mean to further Tobin's point or anything, but I decided to take a gander at the Miami Dolphins front office page.
Really?
On the MiamiDolphins.com.
Well, that's great research, Brittany.
And so under executives, the list goes as follows. Jeff Hafley. Brandon Shore, Executive Vice President of Football Operations. Then, John Eric Sullivan.
Wow. Interesting.
Halfley's first?
He's the head coach.
Yeah, he's the head coach.
But, so they're not in... Halfley can't make a trade or pay a contract.
I mean, it makes sense why they would put the head coach up there.
Interesting. Why have Shore up first?
That's all I'm saying.
They're,
not a problem
can
now.
Wait. Can I just tell you, I know this for a fact. Mm-hmm. There ain't no way in hell Sully taking that job if he had the answer to. No chance.
I agree with you.
No chance.
I agree with you. I'm not saying it's a thing.
You know, the Giants have one of those guys too.
Who, Joe
Shane? Executive, whatever you call it.
I think it's Don Aponte.
But guess who the head coach answers to?
John Harbaugh answers to nobody.
The owner.
Yeah, he answers
that's
to nobody.
It.
Yeah.
Not to none of that.
Understood. But it's a little different. You would agree. It's a little different. He's but a cachet coach.
When you're in this position as the Dolphins, like, it's clear when you bring somebody in and that guy's going to make that demand that you give it to him.
I thought it was. I think it is. I hope it is. I hope you're right. Hey, can I look at you right now?
No.
No, why not?
Because see why?
Why not?
I know the look.
I hope you're right.
It's the look that says, I'm being silly right now.
I'm not being silly. I want harmony. I want
you're gonna
football
have harmony.
Peace.
Everybody knows what their responsibilities are.
For now.
What do you mean for now?
For now.
For always.
We'll see.
Okay.
Rod Power says, surprised Tobin isn't wearing a Jovich jersey on Jovich's birthday. I don't have a Jovich jersey.
Yeah.
I don't have a Jovich jersey.
You better slow down on that one.
Until
after the trade.
Why do you think he's going to get traded?
I don't know.
We don't know
I'm just
get
saying,
traded.
Okay.
We don't know that he's going to get traded.
We don't know. I don't have a Kalel jersey.
I think I would Kalel's like a Kalel jersey. I think, like Kalel.
I think Kalel's going to be a star. Yeah. But what
maybe,
do I know?
Maybe in Milwaukee, though, dude.
I know.
You know? I mean, we are going to get Giannis. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, but Kalel shoots the ball better than Giannis.
Well, I mean, yeah, but he don't score the ball better than Giannis.
No. He does have some, you know, skills. Sounds like the Dolphins front office is already a mess.
See, I don't want to say that, SDI.
No,
I don't want to get ahead of
you
myself.
Go.
I don't want
go.
No.
See what
I
you
want
did?
To be clear.
It's
I,
your,
no,
this is
no,
your
no,
fault.
No.
This is what you started.
I'm not starting anything. I'm just confused. I just left. Yes, I left the country. I left. I saw promotions. What do you mean promotions? What are we doing?
And you've been saving all this to come and annoy me with it.
I'm not annoying you. I was confused by it. That's all.
I told you how it works. Nah, look. Somebody said that's alphabetical order.
Huh?
Somebody said it's listed in alphabetical order.
That doesn't seem
no, nice. That's not alphabetical order.
Well done.
Because then after that, it goes into the other senior vice presidents and vice presidents. And
are they like on a, is it like a tree? How is it
It's done? Not like a tree. It's like in rows. Of It's three rows.
Wow.
And then when you open up the page, obviously it's like front office and Stephen Ross is at the very top. Mm-hmm. Then it goes Bruce Beal, Tom Garfinkel, oh, and then all the partners.
Interesting.
So like Mark Anthony's there, Fergie, Serena Williams.
Where's Fergie?
Fergie is 1, 2, 3, 4,
Fergie's
five.
Paid her dues more than Catboy has.
She's five on the list of that. And then it goes from partners, then it has a tab of executives. Hmm. And on the executives, it goes Halfley, Brandon Shore, John Eric Sullivan.
I mean, that technically is alphabetical order.
And there with them three, but it's not, because then after that is Todd Boyan and Melanie Cabasso. Like, I don't think that that's what they're doing there.
Melanie didn't have all these dead cap numbers. Why didn't she get the promotion?
Why didn't she get them? She's the vice president of hospitality.
The only thing that can be considered alphabetical order is in that role.
Mm. In the row,
in the
yeah.
row, it's alphabetical order.
Plausible deniability.
Why but I think that's I still to... odd. Like, why would you do it in that? Like in alphabetical order, if Stephen Ross is at the top of the page and then it goes to your vice chairman partner and then your vice chairman president and chief executive order, why then wouldn't you switch to executives that you're just gonna magically do it?
Yeah, every role is alphabetical order.
Look, I'm not saying anything's happening. I just was confused by it. I'm asking questions. Is that not a problem? I thought that's what we're here to do. That's all. Just me. I have other things to get to.
I don't think it's a problem, Tobin.
I'm not saying it's a problem now. Things are never a problem at the beginning. It's when things get a little choppy. That's when you got to worry. That's the essence of rats off a ship. You know what I mean? Any hoodles. Nikola.
Yeah, a lot of.
What? He's looking at
Are you on Twitter?
No, he's looking at the whole directory now.
Yeah, now he's looking at the front office directory.
Yeah. Nikola Rozjirovic says, stop assuming the Heat are getting Giannis. All these odds are just media hype. Watch Boston come in and snipe Giannis from us. Well, look, I don't know what you want to say about odds or if they're just media hype. I will tell you that on Kalshi, currently, Giannis, next team. Oh, wow, just went up again. Giannis's next team, Miami, 56%. And I'm just telling you guys, this has shot up on old Kalshi. So do with it what you will, but the world's biggest soccer tournament gets underway this week. You can trade the entire tournament on Kalshi. On Kalshi, trade every match for the opening stage all the way to the final. And we got those South Florida matches coming up down here. You got Uruguay against Saudi Arabia. Uruguay currently 67% to win their match. So a $100 trade gets you $150. You can follow the finals. You can follow all the trade maneuvers that Miami is going to be monitoring. So do with it what you will. I mean, you could follow along. I just say It's a if you want to get on that Giannis market, you might want to jump in on that. I did a while ago, you know, because I was like, yeah, take a flyer, you know. And all of a sudden, Jennifer, 26%. It was a much better buy-in than it was at 56%. But that's not nothing, okay? So get on in there. USA starts up on Friday. Got Paraguay from Los Angeles taking on the Stars and Stripes. And currently, USA is trading at 50% to win their opening match. So a $100 trade pays out at $200. On Kalshi, you're trading against your peers in a live market, meaning there's no house and the probabilities change. So you can buy in or out of your position. And for a limited time, you download the Kalshi app and use the code Tobin to get $10 when you trade 10. K-A-L-S-H-I, Kalshi, trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. You guys can get in on the program. You can call 305-567-0560, or you can get in on the chat at YouTube or Twitch, 104.3 WQAM on YouTube, Miami 104.3 WQAM on Twitch. Real Talk Productions says, Tobin, is it crazy that when we get Giannis, we can also expect an LBJ reunion with us? I would find that a little surprising. I mean, I suppose you can't rule anything out. The Heat do have a mid-level. It depends. I'm very skeptical on LeBron James taking this giant discount everybody's talking about. LeBron James has been pretty forthright about not taking that much of a discount. And if you think about what the economy of his last season is going to be, unless he was going to sign up for a guaranteed winner, I don't know how much I buy that. Now, could I? We've talked about LeBron coming back to the Heat. I could see scenarios where it happens. I actually have a ticket on it for the Hard Rock. I'm sprinkling futures all over the place. But that to me was more like a, if Giannis didn't happen to the Heat, I could see LeBron just being happy being in a place where, hey, I get to be the number one option. He's got some pieces around here that theoretically would fit him well with Kalel and Bam and Davion and all that type of stuff. And maybe there's another maneuver in there. Maybe they go and get Kyrie, something like that. If it's Giannis, Bam, and LeBron, people already talk about the fit with Bam and Giannis, that being a little bit awkward. I don't know. That seemed like, well, look, the one thing I would say defensively, you'd have two guys and two bigs who can kind of cover for him more. But I don't know. I'd find that pretty surprising. If LeBron was going to come down here with Giannis, don't know if I buy that. If the Giannis thing doesn't happen, which obviously feels like all the momentum is going that way, you know, then I kind of feel like the LeBron thing makes more sense. What about you, Leroy?
I want to be positive. I want everything to go the way everybody says. But we did have to shoot you off a chair with a tranquilizer gun.
Agreed. Which is why, like, I don't like what everybody's doing. You know, I'm just, you know, I am seeing all of the tea leaves go where they're going, and it's getting crazy. And I'm like,
can I tell you what always rubs me the wrong way with these trades?
Sure.
Is that a Miami Heat fan will come up and say, oh, because it's Pat Riley and it's the Heat and it's the – players don't care about that. Players care about their situation, okay? And players look at this team and say, can I win in that situation? Now, Giannis is a different animal, okay? Because I do believe, as great as Dame is as a scorer, he would have been a piece, right? Giannis is the game changer.
Giannis is the game changer. He's an MVP.
But is he going to be the guy that's going to look at the situation and figure out what's going to be left and say, I'm in the same situation?
Yeah, I get people saying that. I don't think that Giannis is going to look at the Heat losing Tyler Herro and Kalel. Like, they're not going to be left with nothing.
Right.
If they made a second trade, especially without the Wiggins thing, then they're really going to have to piece together. Like, then you're going big three style with Chris Bosh, and you're having to piece together minimum guys.
I don't even know if that's, there's another guy that's available.
I don't know either. People have like thrown out the Kawhi thing. We talked a little bit yesterday, and I'm like, I'm skeptical Kawhi's leaving the Clippers. I'm skeptical he's leaving the West Coast. If Trey Murphy became available, maybe. John Morant certainly would be available. But again, you're going to have to piece together those salaries. And then your roster is getting a little bit thin. If you bring in Giannis, like, look, if the Miami Heat bring in Giannis right now and you lose Kalel, you're losing Kalel and you're losing Tyler Hero, you're going to probably, I would imagine you're going to resign Norman Powell. I would imagine that Andrew Wiggins is going to opt in, and I imagine Davion Mitchell is going to stay. I would imagine if the Heat also trade for Giannis, they're going to try and keep one of Pella and Kasperis to have somebody off the bench to be ball handling, wing, those types of roles. If Jovic isn't in the trade, he's essentially your backup five right now. So it's not like the roster's and then you could fill in, you have an exception, so mm-hmm. You could go get a big. You could get a Vucevic, Nikola. Oh my God! Could you imagine Nikola Vucevic would be like a Thanos joining the Avengers?
But the thing is, we say, oh, you can just go pick up another one, pick up another.
I'm just saying, there's options. There are going to be options out there. Okay, it's not like the Heat are going to be in this position where, because again, then like you said with Giannis being the MVP, well, then other guys are like, oh, I want to go to that team. Mm-hmm. I want to go check out that team.
If Giannis, kind of like when the big. I don't want to throw the big three in
because
it's
kind of
different because, like, there was a lot of guys that came in.
Sure.
You know, said, oh, I just want to win a chip.
Right. So I just think that I'd be surprised if LeBron, you know, and also mentioned the third option type of thing. But I don't know. I think that it's either one or the other. I don't think it's both of them here. I think that would be a little bit surprising to me. I don't think that there's necessarily a not another move that's out there for them, but we'll see. Nikola Rozjirovic says, Brook Lopez is a better fit than Bam. Giannis is better with a big who can rebound, block shots, stretch. Bam is worse at all those things than Brook Lopez. Well, I mean, he cooked Brook Lopez in the playoffs. That's one. Second of all, you know, that would also entice, like you're talking about having, like, Bam, I guess, in this case, would be more like a Bobby Portis than he would be the Brook Lopez in that regard. But I get what you're saying. I get it. People skeptical that it could fit together. I understand it, but I think that Giannis, first of all, I don't think Bam is a guy who's going to command the basketball. I think he's going to know, like, hey, Giannis is going to go do his thing and let Giannis do his thing. And I think Giannis wants that. It's part of the reason why I don't really buy the Boston thing, even though, you know, Tatum's a more accomplished player. You know, it's still Tatum's team. Like, I think that that's a weird thing for Giannis.
That situation has to be one of the weirdest situations ever. Where you have two guys, one guy was the MVP, the other guy was the MVP when you actually won. He carried your team to the number two seed, and everybody got excited when you got back.
Right.
In normal situations, I would, you know, be one of the guys to say, just, you know where you stand. But that's almost like a level of disrespect they're showing towards Jaylen Brown,
mm-hmm.
Right? It really is, because it's like, hey, appreciate what the guy's done. Don't just, oh, our guy's back. Take a back seat.
Thanks a lot, JB, but we're here for right. Tatum. We love him.
So you can understand why that situation, and it has nothing to do with Jaylen Brown, it has nothing to do with Jason Tatum. But you could see how that situation could all of a sudden spin out of control just the way they're handling it. I don't think they'd ever trade Jaylen Brown, though.
I'd be pretty surprised. It would have to be him wanting it, right? And he seems like he's throwing cold water on that.
Yeah. I mean, it is brutal. I don't know. It just, like, when I see, like, situations like this, we tend to make guys available that aren't available, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thinking, oh, we can get him, we can get him. And I don't know. How would we feel about Giannis and Ja?
Together?
Right.
Fun.
But here's the problem.
Yeah.
Who's going to shoot the ball?
We're going to need to figure that one out.
You see what I'm saying? No, you can't go into a situation like that.
Get ready
you
to
need
learn,
to have an idea.
Get ready to learn Trevor Keels, buddy.
Who the hell's that?
He's a G League guy.
We're doing that again.
Gonna have to.
So you got three guys who play like to play in the paint and attack the rim,
yeah.
And all they're gonna do is play a zone and keep everybody with a foot in the paint. Then what?
So
who's gonna shoot?
We're gonna need Trevor Keels to shoot.
I tell you who they need to get.
We're gonna need Jovic to bounce back on some shooting.
I mean, we're the only people that didn't like dunks. They love them in Detroit.
Yeah, I don't think they're gonna cut dunks.
They're not. No.
I don't think they're gonna cut dunks. He's too much vibes.
Yeah.
Rozjirović says he did not cook Brook Lopez. He was afraid to shoot, and we got swept. Yeah. Then what happened the next series, Rozjirović? What happened in Game Five the next time? Oh, somebody can't have a bad series. They can't bounce back. It's too much. We'll take a break. Coming back, the damage is done, my friend. Back after this. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Time to get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend. Go around the room, say where the damage has been done. You guys get the game at this point. I'll go first. This Corbin on Love Island.
Oh, no.
What an idiot. You know.
Are you speaking because you saw yesterday's episode?
Sure did.
Oh, okay.
Because sure me and Brittany have not.
We have not.
What do you want me to do with this?
Just go ahead and say it.
You know
no, it's
what?
Fine.
It
it's,
really
fine.
Matter.
It's fine.
It's fine.
We're
no.
behind. You go ahead and say it.
This Corbin's an idiot, all right?
Okay.
So this guy thinks that he gets to be the bombshell no matter what. And that's not how it works, dude, okay? Because once you're a bombshell, you're a bombshell once, and that's it. So he got all these special rules, all right? And then they did this. I mean, they did potentially the horniest game in the history of Love Island yesterday, Leroy. Potentially the horniest game in the history of Love Island. It was Ariana Maddox comes out in a giant nighty. There's a giant bed. Everybody's just in their undies. Okay, they blindfold all the ladies, and the ladies have to figure out which one's their guy just based on making out. But they do an interesting trick where the ladies are covered in paint, so you know which one made out with who because there's a streak like Pepe Le Pew.
Messy.
So like if a girl like let's say for example Kenzie, she had purple. And so everybody knows who Kenzie smooched because they're covered in purple. All right? So.
So it's like you. Wow.
Yeah.
It's.
No, like, it's rough.
It's rough.
Honestly. Keep going.
They had to pull out the stops. They needed. Look, every time this Ariana Maddox, she knows when she has to turn up the juice. Okay? And they needed to spice things up a little bit.
Is and it so, really just her, though?
Oh, it's her. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's the one making up all
she's,
these games.
Oh, yeah. You don't see her as that mastermind?
No.
What are you talking about? She's an OG of reality television. She knows where you have to turn
okay,
up the juice.
Okay, but I don't think it's her specifically saying, now we're going to do this. Maybe she could go ahead and give some, like, suggestions, but I don't think it's her straight up.
Dude, do you see her reaction to these games? She knows exactly
she
what she's doing.
Yeah,
she loves it.
And it makes me cringe.
It's so uncomfortable.
So uncomfortable.
So this Corbin, he's sitting there. He thinks he's got this Kenzie wrapped around his finger, all right? Because she's, I'm going to be honest with you, she's acting a little bit horny the entire time. So she's finally happy because she's got this Corbin fella. But then all of a sudden, new guy comes in, and he comes and starts making out with Kenzie, who's blindfolded, and she doesn't know. And then all of a sudden, she's like, whoa! She likes new bombshell over old bombshell. And he goes, I guess I have competition now. Yeah, dude, that's Love Island, all right? That's what I was trying to tell you in the first place, Corbin. You don't get to walk in here and get all the rules to yourself. Welcome to the game, sir. Damage is done, my friend.
Damage is done.
Okay.
He thought he was just going to get all the rules all for himself the entire time. Secret makeout sessions, getting to vote, pick whoever he wants willy-nilly. Well, not so more, dude. Now he's got the old intangibles fella to worry about.
You know what? Typical male in Miami behavior.
Mm-hmm. Unaware. Yep.
Unaware.
Entitled.
Entitled specifically, yep. Yes. Yep. That yep. was the
but
most.
They think they can do a couple of sit-ups and push-ups, wow. And then they just hot. Smoking.
Essentially.
Yeah.
What do you got, dude?
Let me tell you. I don't know if it's the damage is done as much as it is, or just what are you doing? So I go to the gym, mm-hmm. right? I'm at the gym. I get my work in, and then I go do some stuff in the pool. So I'm changed. I put my little bathing suit on or whatever. And I see this kid flexing in front of the mirror.
Right?
And this is what made me think of it, the guy you're talking about. But there's a buddy of his standing next to him.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you're looking ripped.
Oh, he's hype man.
I'm like,
stay hydrated, champ.
I'm like thinking to myself, in what world do we live in where two men could be in front of a mirror in the men's bathroom?
Welcome to 2026.
Honestly, it's disgusting. So, that's why I stopped going to the gym.
So wait. So I walk by, you know.
We used to walk.
Baby, I don't like to meddle. But I walk by.
You don't like to meddle?
Please, Leroy. Minus
one for deception. Oh, minus one for lying.
I don't like to meddle. Liar.
So yeah. I walk by.
For lying.
And I looked at the two kids, and I said, dude, you weigh 130. You're supposed to have muscles.
Oh, Jesus.
Leroy.
Minus one.
You go, boy. You humble them.
It is true.
You humble
it's
them.
It's true.
I know it's true,
a guy
but like, get
better. A guy that weighs 130 flexing in front of a mirror. I say, do that at 200. Come holla at your boy. And I kept it moving.
Oh, well, then you kept it moving.
No, I wouldn't.
They didn't
like,
say anything to you?
No.
Nothing?
Look, because guess what?
You should have showed them your shoulder pads.
Daddy was shirtless, too. And I had them old man muscles.
What the heck are you doing shirtless?
I was going to the pool. Mm-hmm. So I had my bathing suit on walking to the pool, watching these two knuckleheads flexing in front of the mirror, complimenting each other. Right?
This is crazy.
There were so many different ways this could go. But I'm just like, I'm tired of 130-pound guys flexing in front of a mirror like they swole. You ain't swole. I can see your rib cage. That's not muscles.
Damage is done.
So
that's your
that
fifth
Hero?
And sixth vertebrae I could see. That ain't a lat. That ain't no. No. Yeah. So.
Jennifer.
Damage is done. Stop it. You go to the gym. Stop flexing with your friend in front of the mirror.
Jennifer?
Damage is done.
Well, I'm kind of also on the same boat with Leroy with it's not necessarily possibly a damage is done. It's more like, oh, what are we doing here?
Mm.
Tom Brady.
Oh, dude.
He's in there. He's been walking around shirtless a lot, too. He goes
well,
to the beach.
Besides the shirtless part.
Oh.
He dropped a coconut water.
This is
crazy.
You
could only believe what it's called. It's named after Peanut Island. It's called Good Nut.
Good Nut.
And the slogan of this specific water, it's a delicious mouthful.
Oh, my God.
So... I have this.
What are we doing?
I have this same problem here.
That should be in Love Island.
We have all these meetings. Like, I'm sure the nut water people, coconut water people.
Good nut.
Good nut. They had a lot of meetings. And they decided that this is what we're going to go with.
It was purposeful.
That, and also the whole commercial preview, whatever, promoting it, it's actually like him trying to pitch the idea.
And he doesn't want to say the name.
But he doesn't want to say the name.
Yeah, doesn't want
so it's kind of like what you're saying.
The whole point of it is to have an outrageous name because, you know, I'm sure his nut water doesn't taste very good.
Can I just
please
tell you?
Never say that. That's a different
guy. I need you to clip that.
I am.
What?
I
don't ever say something
if you
like
have
that again.
No. If you have quality.
Damage is done.
Let's
damage is done.
Let's just say this. If you have quality nut water, you can have a normal name. But because his nut water doesn't taste any good, that's why he has to call it
stop.
Good Nut.
I need you to clip it.
All it's clipped.
All of them.
You need to stop.
Dude. Smeathan, how much sodium is in Tom Brady's nut water? You won't cramp up? Dude. What are we doing?
That's disgusting.
Exactly.
Stop.
What are we doing? I knew this had to be said.
Gotta stay hydrated, champ.
No, I'm a dehydrate. Like, what you drinking?
Damage is
that
done.
Good nut.
Tom Brady's good nut.
Why are we name calling? Why we gotta put games on it? Why?
You don't think that's what his idea was?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, we got Silly Sauce said, this is nuts.
And what do you got in the fridge?
Nothing good came from this segment.
You're welcome.
What do you got in the fridge over there? Oh, I got a Celsius, got a Coke Zero, got that good nut. Excuse me?
Hey, yo. Where's Vlad?
Pardon me.
Hey, so like, question.
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
Coconut water is not even, like, I used to drink it to, like, rehydrate because it's good for that. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't taste good.
You should try this one.
It only tastes good with liquor.
Come on, you got to try them.
Yeah. You've never had the good nut.
You haven't had Tom Brady's good nut yet.
Why?
I'm not.
At least he ain't called
really
the goat's nut.
Emotionally ready to answer that right now.
Also, don't find me.
Brittany, what damage is done for you?
I don't even know if I could come back from that.
No,
it's okay.
More restraint. What are we doing?
My damage is done is going to go to Jalen Brunson's father. Because I found what he did in game two to be one of the corniest things I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, your son is a grown-ass man, and you're going to sit up here and you're going to fight his battles for him? Mm. It's embarrassing.
Damage is
done. And he
done.
Continues to do so. Every time, no other, you're an assistant coach for the Knicks, so I can respect that, right? But other players get into these scuffles, and you have nothing to say. But as soon as Jalen Brunson's involved, you're halfway up the court yelling at the refs. Like, it's embarrassing. And if I was Jalen Brunson, I'd be like, Dad, please sit down.
I am embarrassed by anybody saying the referees have dictated this series as far. It's three games in. They've been very close games.
All of them have been close.
There's been some big-time choking. Can we stop being babies?
Exactly.
We don't need to go conspiracy all the time. There will be a time for that. I'm sure at some point this series, I don't have the energy for it, three games in.
But that's the argument that I have all the time, is that, wait a minute, he go, oh, the Knicks should have won, they play like crap. I'm like, do you not realize that you only have one guy, if you're a Knicks fan, you only have one guy who can really handle the ball?
Right, and also,
and they guarded him 94 feet.
And so what, like the Spurs, the last 90 seconds of game two, but you counted that one. You're
right.
Still up 2-0.
Oh, because Jalen Brunson, he was a dog, dude.
Yeah, he was a 7-for-35 dog with that one shot that he made.
Right.
I'll tell you, he's building a bit of a brick house.
I mean, it did take a lot of shots. Which is what you want, right? If you're the Spurs, you don't care if he scores 32, but he takes 30 shots.
Well, we'll take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines. Will Manso.
I think I need to go smoke a cigarette or something.
Or drink some.
Yeah, you can hydrate on that good nut. I apologize.
This is not like
you didn't.
Minus one for making it weird.
Making it weird now? Now you play that? We just had a whole segment.
How are you going to give yourself a minus one and go and play that audio clip?
It just fired off. You know, it hears good nut and then all of a sudden the growl.
Absolutely not.
Back after this.